Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to day number 8 of my third attempt to grow a podcast business, making $100,000 while helping new entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and make money from their podcast. And I didn't go live for the last 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because one, I needed to get mentally prepared on the amount of work that I needed to do. I'm understanding how to track everything. I'm understanding how to document everything. I'm understanding how to be more consistent around everything that I'm doing. Not just around podcasting, but just speaking out to other people, speaking out to customers, and just having a follow-up process where it can be repeatable. My goal is to really become a repeatable business to where I can not only become profitable, but I'll be able to help more people because I'm able to have more focus around everything that I'm doing. And so that is the reason why I didn't go live last couple of days. It's because I had to get my mind right. I had to focus on what I needed to do and to create a plan around it and have everything in place. So once everything is in place, I can start reaching out to others. I can start reaching and communicating with others, and I can really grow a podcast business. I know it's going to happen. This time, the third time, is going to be a charm because I'm going to do it no matter what. And I recognize by doing the challenge is that I can't necessarily, it's not bad to reach out to 100 people individually. On the contrary, it would take me so much longer to reach my goal because all 100 people is not going to work with me. And so what I'm doing differently is now I'm currently about to pay for advertising. I'm currently about to go in different stages, different places where there are already a lot of people there. And if I go there and speak, if I go there and communicate, if I go there and just be out in the public, I'll be able to communicate with people who are more likely to become customers that I'm looking to help. And so it's a game changer. It is a major game changer because I'm shifting the way I'm doing things. And if I'm able to help 100 entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, make money from their podcast, it would be because I'm shifting the plan rather than just focus on one person. I want to focus on communities, programs, schools, and so on and so forth. And so that's what we're going to focus on. We're going to start reaching out to different people. We're going to document it. We're going to track. And we're just going to stay up to date with everything that we're doing. My first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to start reaching out to different colleges. A while ago, I created this list, and this list that I created it have different colleges that I could potentially reach out to here in Tampa, Florida. And this is going to be great because once I reach out to them, I can start where I'm at in my local area and then eventually go off to different places in different locations. So I'm switching what I'm doing. I'm still going to be talking about podcasting. I'm still going to be helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and make money from their podcast. But I want to do it on a bigger scale rather than just one-to-one. I want to do one-to-many because one-to-many will be a better outcome because there's more than one person I'm communicating with. So it's a major, 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 major lesson that I've learned. And now I'm just going to start implementing because I understand based off all the one-to-ones that I've had, they all been good because I'm able to learn from them, but they're very limited. Excuse me. They're very limited because it's only 1-to-1. Whereas 1-to-5 is differently, 1-to-10 is differently, 1-to-20 is differently, and so on and so forth. And so that's what we're gonna start doing. That's what we're gonna focus on today. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're doing it. We're doing it. We're doing it. And we're just going to do it more consistent. Reach out to people. Just follow up. Just have a process behind everything. So that's the goal for today. Have the process behind everything. And just follow up. And just put myself out there. And just communicate more. And just reach out more. And so on and so forth. So that's what we're doing today. That's what we're doing today for sure. And so I do want to go ahead and start reaching out. And that's what I'm about to start doing. I'm about to start reaching out. That's what I'm about to start doing. All right, so first things first, what I'm going to do, since I'm here in Tampa, I'm going to start reaching out to the University of South Florida. And I'm going to reach out to... a couple... connections that I've already made on LinkedIn. Let me see. Okay. Where is it at? Is that it? Oh, yes. Okay, there we go. Hold on. What I'm going to do, because I already have templates for this. That was another lesson I learned as well. Templates are everything. Templates are everything. You have to like be more organized with everything that you're doing. Then as you're organized with everything that you're doing will be positioned differently, because you already have a template to communicate and follow up and be consistent. Oh man. Okay. Speaking for your school program. Okay. Here we go. Got the message right here. Copy and paste. There we go. All right. So now what we're going to do, we're going to come here to the speaking engagements. Let me search speaking engagements. There we go. Outreach. Yep. There we go right there. Write a LinkedIn message. Okay, there we go. Alright, so yeah, we going live, we reaching out, we putting ourselves out there more. Alright, so make it professional and open and leave open question. There we go. So there we go. So the email that I got. LinkedIn message. So it's LinkedIn message. I want to reach out. Quick question. Are you the person in contact with? And you, okay. I'm going to come here now to my platform where you produce. If you're not the right company, do you happen to know who I speak with? Okay. It seems like that's too much. All right, so what I'm doing, I'm reaching out to different programs, different establishments to go and speak to their program. And so what this is going to do is it's going to help me not only speak to them, but it's going to help me talk more about podcasting and everything that I'm doing. And that's what I want to do. I want to show like the process behind everything. And when you turn your setbacks into success, you can become your own sobrietyness. That's my goal, is to help others become their own sobrietyness. Your right to pause, less is more, especially in your first message. Let's acknowledge, ask one good question, lead it open. Yes, there we go. Hope you don't work with you, the right person. We can support your program. There we go. Yep, that is good. Okay, there we go. This is actually pretty great. It's actually pretty smart, to be honest. Okay. For your students at let me see, it's kind of seem more direct. Let me see. Eco veteran, where we have students turn setback to success. We'd love to explore. Okay, let's see. You're right. Okay. Oh, yep, there we go. Compared to. Compared to messages. You're not pointing in the right direction. Coming out right. If no, the words are. Okay. Here we go. And another thing I do want to share, like I'm doing this and it might seem like I'm extremely confident to do this, but it took me time to build my confidence and to understand what I was offering, how I can help others, and why my message was so important. And speaking to my different mentors and different people that I've been around my whole life, I got more confirmation that when I go out and communicate with others, put myself out there, I'm able to provide and make a difference. Because when, as I'm making a difference based off my experience rather than the experience from a book or someone else's experiences. And so when I start to really understand that I can make a difference, that I can put myself out there more, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to put myself out there more because now I have the confirmation, I have the belief, and my confidence is building daily that I can reach out to different programs, different events, and so on and so forth to start really speaking life into others. And that's what I want to do. I want to speak life into others while helping you become your own somebody-ness. All right. Longer gets full context. Establish credibility. Has two call to actions. Okay. Too long for first. Yep. Mini pitch. Two questions might be too much. Less personal. Yup. Concise is read. Professional war. Focus on one clear act. Sign controversial. Not like conversational. Doesn't mention your company. Doesn't highlight full credibility. Could seem as vague without a link or next step, but that's intentional for a first message. Yep, there we go. Do not affect on the touch point because easy to read. Okay. Nope, not yet. I. If no, it's not, you have to put me in the right direction. There we go. Okay. All right, so my goal is to send up to 10 messages, 10 organization messages, just to get a better understanding of who I need to reach out to for further information of. If I would like to start speaking, if I would like to work with them to start speaking and bring additional, you know, resources and programs to them, who do I need to speak with and how often can we communicate? Becoming their own somebodyness. If not, no words on. If not, you might put me in the right direction. There we go. There we go. Good morning. Hope you're doing well. I had a question. No, I'm just going to put, are you the right person to connect with? There we go. My guest speakers for your school in the USL. Okay, let's see. How does this look? Let's see. We're streaming live for 20 minutes. Okay. Sent. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to document and just keep track with everyone that I'm reaching out to. This is actually a lot better, to be honest. Kindly for alright, so I'm going to update this later, and right now I'm just going to communicate, write down who I have reached out to. Alright, okay. Last contact is July. July 7th, 2025. Put it close. Don't have one. Duplicate. Instead of last contacted, next. Okay. Date. Follow up. Here we go. There we go. 14, 21. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Contact it today. That's good. Okay. Play on. All right. Now just started writing notes. There we go. Okay, what's the day of July 7th? There we go, there we go. We'll follow up 7 days from today. All right. There we go. Alright, so what I'm doing right now, I am in the process of just writing notes on the people I'm reaching out to, when I reached out to them, and so on and so forth, so I can stay and continue to reach out to them and see how can we potentially, you know, if they work with speakers to come into their program to talk and communicate with their students about turning setbacks into success. Okay, there we go. There we go. All right, so let's come back here. Okay, colleges. Or I can do it like this. Where'd it go? Right there. Okay. UT. All right, there we go. There we go. Okay. After we name our three, 26. Continue to place them on the top 30 national. Division two national championships along with four. Oh yeah, this is good. 2001 baseball championship. Okay. Current. Oh, this is good. Association Southeast at Temple One Department. Okay, additional facility include. UT facilities include new lacrosse, soccer, beach, volleyball, and baseball stadium, a modernized, enlarged weight room, renovated locker rooms, and upgrades to softball, tennis, swimming complexities, more subs. Oh, yeah. New athletic endowment. Oh, yeah, that's good. Professional development seminars, coaching, and support staff. Temple Chamber of Commerce. Oh, okay. Okay, so what am I doing right now? I'm reading the bio so that way I can have a basic understanding of what the organization is about, who the person I'm going to reaching out to, and like their success and everything that they speak about. So that way I can communicate with them in a way that's going to not only... Rigo, what's going on, brother? Good to see you again, man. How is your foot? How are you doing? How's everything going, man? And so now what I'm doing is that I'm reading the bio, and as I'm reading the bio, I'm getting a introduction of who this person is. So that way, as I'm reaching out to them, I know who I'm communicating with. And this is going to be great. Excuse me. This is going to be great because not only would I be able to reach out to them, it's a lot of information. Soccer, swimming, okay. Yep, let's get it. Alright, let's bring this over here. There we go. From this bio. Who I am and speak from this bio. Write an introduction email. Hold on, where to go? Okay, here we go. This email. Template and information from his bio. All right, there we go. go. Oh, yeah. There we go. Help a student turn setbacks into success while becoming their own somebody. So I teach them how to turn failure into knowledge. By becoming their own somebody. Help them turn setbacks into success while becoming their own somebody. Just stop it right there. I'm reaching out to see if you're the person to speak over. I'm being a guest to speak. You're still an athlete and athletic program at the University of Temple. If you're not, we welcome to put me. I follow you. It's the worth of it. Have respect for what you built over the last 20 years, consistency in your leadership from championship and wins across multiple sports and champion student growth on and off the field. A legacy that speaks volume. Okay. Rather than that. Okay, there's an opportunity to support your mission through high school relationship. I'm about to connect. That is good. Okay, but first, I would like to have this. So that way. Okay, there we go. Yep, there we go. Bring writing for me. Remove that. Remove. In writings, there we go. Alright, so what I'm doing right now is that I'm about to write an email and send it to, my goal is to do 10, but if I do more, that's even better, because I'm creating a process behind everything. I'm going to reach out, follow up, and continue to do it on a consistent basis. Okay, while that's doing that, one thing is supposed to be. Okay, where is. Supposed to. Okay, you should be starting soon. Okay, here we go. Follow your work, okay. See. Something from his bio. There we go. Let me know when y'all chiming in. Fun. What's going on, chat? What's going on, chat? I like that. Helping students like yours turn setbacks into success. Okay, there we go. Email. There we go. All right, here we go. Compose, boom, 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 boom. Happy students. Okay, there we go. If it can be desired, not yet, not yet. All right, there we go. All right, so what I'm doing now, I'm reaching out to different programs so that way I can not only inspire you, make an impact and make a difference, but my goal is to really put myself out there even more, because if I'm able to speak to a group of people, my impact would be more because I'm speaking to a group of people. Mine is just one. And it's been a major lesson I've learned over the last few days. And it just taught me and it's teaching me that I can make an impact, but if I want to make a faster impact, I have to do it on a way where I can speak to more people in a short span of time. So that is my goal, is to speak to more people in a short time and just to really build relationships. I want to build relationships right now so they can know who I am, learn more about me, and so on and so forth. And so I heard this quote by a billionaire, his name was Grant Cardone. He was like, it's not who you know, but it's who know you. And I'm like, dang, that's actually pretty crazy, because I never thought about it like that. Because I'm like, if a lot of people know who I am, that'll be great. But if I know a lot of people, that'll also be great. And so I think I was just looking in a different way, and it just gave me more confirmation that you have to look at everything, consider everything, and when you consider everything, it will make everything make sense. And that's why I'm doing this challenge, just to make everything make sense. Because if I'm able to accomplish my goal, I will be able to help others how to accomplish their goals. And so it's a major lesson, major lesson, major lesson, major lesson for sure. Okay, I need to put this as my bio. Good morning. Hello, that 26 years. There we go. Go ahead and update this. I just sent that out. Alright. See all settings. There we go. Update that. There we go. Save that. Okay. Let me update my page. Okay. All right, there we go. Open. There we go. They added. No, not they added. They. It's gone. Ooh, this one. Delete. There we go. Today's date. date. Here we go. Tamara Humphrey, qualified, in progress, low. University of Tampa. Who has contacted? 55. June 7th. All right, there we go. Spectacles. I was gonna stay there. Dang. Next outreach, 14th follow up. There we go. That's actually pretty good. Below. Bio. There we go. All right, there we go. Meeting. Oh, not yet. There we go, there we go. All right, so far I've reached out to two different organizations and I have 8 more to go. Okay. God, dog, you got some water in here. Also understood something that listen to me, showing mind, a strong body is also understood something that modern studies have affirmed. Community giving scholars the opportunity that athletes provide for leadership, character development, and physical conditioning to fulfill its mission. Okay, I like that. I like that. Focus only and have it only focus on writing another interesting email for the bio. Mission statement. There we go. Here's a title introduction email. Across the country. My name is Terry Huffman. I'm covering the podcast. I hope it's interesting. Setbacks and successes are becoming their own somebody. This. About teaching them, remove this. Redundant. Okay, let's go. Let's go. We getting to it today. We getting to it. No more excuses. No more excuses. I posted this video today and I literally made a video and I was like, people need to hear your voice. And until they hear your voice, how do you know you're helping them? And it was like a moment where like my mind just went off, like it just clicked. Like I'm like, oh wait, I'm literally talking to myself. I wasn't necessarily talking to myself, but the advice went good with myself as well. And so it just gave me more confidence to not only understand the value that I can bring to others, because I've been speaking for quite some time. However, what I tend to do is that I overthink everything, and when I overthink everything, it positions me differently. So it's going to not only give me an advantage, but it's going to give me an advantage because I'm not only doing what I'm practicing what I'm doing, and the teaching is going to be based off my experience. My communication is going to be based off what I went through, and my growth only comes from the action I've been taking to make that reality, to make that a reality. So for the student leadership, yes, that's good, that's good, that's good. I came across the mission classical prep athletic program, which is simply striving to integrate more intellectual leadership through sports. Yep, there we go. Okay, while becoming an awesome body miss, there we go. I'd love to ask, we are on the pretty speaker, guest speaker for your athletic program tonight. Would you mind putting me in a rendition? I want to support your scholarly reinforcement values that already been taught, retaining your social and growth the challenge. Okay. There we go. It's different. It should be there now. Good morning. Alright, good morning. Where is... Okay, supporting student leadership through speaking at class. Okay. We're good. Body. Okay, there we go. Punching. Okay, there we go. Okay. Oh, let me go ahead and change that. There we go. Okay, that's there. All right, so now, gotta add it to the database. Gotta add it to the database. Okay. Classic pool. What am I doing? No, oh, right there. PER PER PAR. There we go. There we go. It really matters the amount of people that you're reaching out to. Contact it next 14 21. All right, so far we've reached out to three different programs. We got seven more to go. So let me go ahead and come back to the camera. What this day is going to consist of is just me really reaching out to different programs and organizations. And my goal is to reach out to them on a consistent basis and potentially start speaking at different schools and organizations and really bring value to other people and help them become their own somebody-ness. In order for me to do that, I have to get people to learn more who I am. And over time, I'll be able to speak with them. But my goal is to do it every single day. Reach out to people every single day. Reach out to different programs, organizations every single day. Because you don't win when you never show up. You win when you show up every single day. So my goal is to show up every single day and just to be in the process every single day. So this is day number 8. Of my third attempt to grow a podcast business to help entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and make money from their podcast. And the lesson for today is that you have to do the work, and the work will reward you over time. I'm learning to do the work every single day, to document, to track, and to be updated with everything that I'm doing. And so this is a major lesson because it's giving me more confidence, and it's giving me a process and a blueprint to follow. And so this has been phenomenal. This has been phenomenal. I'll see y'all for day number 9, and y'all keep being great.